Frank, our Denver Post insider, joins us now on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. Troy, I'm sure you feel like we all feel. Thank God the draft is finally here after months of buildup and speculation. But all that said, you've had a lot of time to really investigate and observe and talk with folks. So now that the draft is here, do you have a strong sense of what they're going to do?
Well, I mean, there's variables because at 12 is a tricky spot, so they don't completely control it. But I do believe they're going to leave the first round with a quarterback, that there's going to be enough value to where they'll have that opportunity. Now, the question is, do they move up to 3 or 4? If Jaden Daniels were available at 3, J.J. McCarthy at 4, if McCarthy's still available at 6, do they try to move up? I think that's one scenario that we keep an eye on. But again, they don't totally control that. That's a tough one because the price is going to be enormous to move up. Or do you wait and you see how this plays out in front of you and you let someone like Philadelphia come to you or the Steelers or Rams, you trade out of 12 to somewhere between 19 and 22, you could pick up Bo Nix. My guess is Bo Nix will be available between 19 and 22. He might even be at the top of the second, but 19 and 22, pick up a second round pick. So you leave the draft with a quarterback you like that profiles well in Bo Nix, and you also pick up a second round pick because they desperately need talent. But I struggle to see them leaving this first round without a quarterback. If it's not a quarterback, I would guess an edge rusher like Dallas Turner or Jared Verse, someone like that.
Who is, if you were dealing with this draft, you were in charge, like what would your dream scenario be? We were talking about that earlier. What would you like to see?
Well, I'd like to see Jaden Daniels available at 3 from LSU, and I would call the Patriots and keep him on the phone until I had a deal. I mean, I think he's a guy that immediately electrifies what's been an acoustic offense around here for almost 8 years. That would be my dream scenario, is to have a realistic opportunity to go up and get Jaden Daniels. If he's not available, then, again, my next scenario is I need a quarterback, and then my second guy on the list. My second guy isn't J.J. McCarthy. I know scouts and football people like him way more than we do in the media, but I would probably be fine with Nix if I'm Sean Payton. Again, Nix, I think kind of his ceiling's more NFL starter than, you know, top 15 starter in the league at some point. But my dream scenario would be that Jaden Daniels would be available at 3 or 4, and then I would sell out to go get him. I don't see that. I'd be surprised if Washington doesn't take him at 2.
Have you got a clear idea throughout this entire process of what a Sean Payton quarterback is?
Yeah, Mark and I have talked about this. I've talked about it with several people. I mean, he wants a guy that processes information well at the line of scrimmage, knows what he's seen. He wants a guy that can use the whole route tree, especially as Mark talks to me, the dig routes they used with Drew Brees, that 14 to 18 yard dig route, to be able to hit that consistently in a game to keep the team on schedule. Don't take sacks. He wants athleticism. He doesn't want someone that's, you know, a complete statue, but someone that's going to run the offense. We've got a couple plays at the line of scrimmage. Keep us on schedule and don't get bored by completions. Don't feel like you have to do too much. And that's why a lot of people connect the dots with Nix. I mean, the fact that he's, you know, he played at Auburn with Bo Jackson and is 40 years old helps. He's experienced, but I kid because I care. But he started 61 college games. He's 24 years old, so he'd kind of be a rookie in name only. Michael Penix Jr.'s name comes up. I just don't see the fit the way Penix played in Peyton's offense. It doesn't mean he couldn't do it. I don't see the natural fit, where I think, you know, Penix probably athletically has more of an upside, certainly arm strength and his ability to run, but he didn't really run in college. But why the quarterback that Sean Payton wants, he talks about a lot, Mike, and that is a hyper processor, a guy who understands what we're trying to do and doesn't get sacked a lot, keeps us on schedule. Payton wants to be able to run his whole playbook. He doesn't want to be running a lot of 3rd and 12s.
What about the names we have heard constantly throughout this process in Surtain and Cortland Sutton? Do you see any of those guys or either of those or both getting moved tonight in draft night?
Yeah, Sutton would be, Surtain would be highly unlikely The interesting thing would be if that's the only way you could get a deal to get up to three or four, and you just say, we've got to have Daniels, or we've got to have, I mean, it could be May. It seems less likely it's May. We've got to have J.J. McCarthy, and that's the way to do it. So you give up this year's one, next year's one, and Surtain. They don't want to do that with Surtain. The reason you've seen some guys go is because of age, where, you know, is this? They ask themselves the question, is this guy going to be around when we start winning again? Well, it's hard, you know, Justin Simmons, it's hard to say he would have been. Josie Jewell, I mean, some of the guys they let go, it's clear, like, hey, we're getting younger, we're in transition, and we want guys, you know, they're going to be here when we win. In the case of Sutton, I would move him if he wants a new deal. If he's angling for a new contract and he wants that contract, that's why he's going to miss voluntary workouts. That's fine. That's his leverage. I would move him if a team gets desperate and wants to give me a three or a four. I would move him, and I think Bowles' name's going to come up. Would they consider moving him? But of the two, Sutton is much more likely to move than Surtain. I mean, Surtain's their best player. I get it. They're not a very good team, but he's a great player on any team. He's not the reason they're not a good team.
Okay, we're excited. We'll see what happens. Also, I got the Nuggets and Lakers tonight. We got Avs Winnipeg shifting back here tomorrow night. It's a fun time, and you're covering it all for the Denver Post. Thank you, Troy.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Troy Rank, our Denver Post insider on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline.